We have Jeremy Rockliffe, the Minister for Education, in the studio now. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Catherine, and good morning to your listeners.
There was a story that has come out on the weekend about a lockable high fence at a high school in Hobart's northern suburbs being built for high-needs children with autism. Do you think it's appropriate to segregate autistic teenagers from other students playing on the other side of the fence?
Well, when it comes to this particular protected area, we have to say that it's been well consulted and the carers of the students, as I understand it, content with what is there. We recognise that the architecture could be improved, and so that's what the department are working on now. But generally,
you've had a number of complaints to the department by Kristen Desmond from the Tasmanian Disability Education Reform Lobby. She says her complaints have been in vain. Why haven't those complaints been addressed?
Look, that's not my understanding, Catherine. We are working on redesigning the area. It has been very well consulted, as I understand it.
So particularly you think with the parents that segregation students. Is appropriate?
Well, we've worked very hard in this area over the course of the last number of years. We have specialist schools around Tasmania in our three regions when it comes to autism. Next year, of course, we're rolling out our new funding model for disability, which applies, again, the resource to the students based on their need. That is an improved model. It's been very black and white, if I can put it that way, in terms of the category between the 50 and the 70 IQ. We're broadening that out. Yes, it's more funding, and that's a good thing for families and students with disability. Where there is a need, the resource will be applied to the student.
Can you describe that fence to me?
No, I cannot describe the fence to you. My understanding is that the architecture of the fence can be improved and will be improved.
Would you be happy, if you had a child with autism, would you be happy for them to play in a fenced-off area segregated from the other children?
Well, I would have to understand the exact circumstances of and each the need of each individual student. Of course, we have a very inclusive environment when it comes to our education, and our schools are very inclusive environments, and so they should be.
Thank you very much for joining us, Education Minister Jeremy Rockliffe.
Thank you, Catherine.